And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
When you watch a Leonardo DiCaprio film, you know it's going to be serious, with strong social criticisms and often adapted from real people's lives or prestigious novels. Viewers will be surprised then to see Leo in a dark, violent comedy called One Battle After Another. When a group of revolutionary anarchists attack a government building in the American Southwest, their plan hits a few snags. When one of these anarchists is cornered by law enforcement, the group of revolutionaries dissolves, with most of its members forced into hiding. One Battle After Another is one half an intense thriller and one half a sarcastic political commentary. The characters are not terribly inventive, and the narrative of determined grassroots aggressors clashing with obstinate military men is traditionally simple. But the messages presented by this film are what make it perceptive, forceful, exciting, and current. 16 years after the revolutionaries disbanded, an obsessed United States Army colonel resurfaces to track them down with his murderous mission of justice. This colonel is played ferociously by Sean Penn. Sinking under the weight of past failure and betrayal, Leonardo DiCaprio shifts from a suave explosives expert to a frumpy, pothead burnout, trying to track down his kidnapped teenage daughter. Watching DiCaprio play such an unexpected role is fun. He's clumsy, tired, and stressed out, straining to get back into his past role of sneaky vigilante. Some of this bumbling comedy is great, and some isn't. The frazzled single father is a little tired of a film trope, especially in comedy films. And what a surprise when Leo's character is made to look sympathetic when his daughter is targeted for abduction and murder, forcing him to reach the ends of the earth and rescue her. That's too easy of a plot device to get the audience more engaged and raise the stakes higher. One Battle After Another is easily not a flawless film for me, but it has great parts and an even greater message about the immigration conflicts our country is presently facing. The tense sequences of Latinos evading capture from ICE agents or being removed from U.S. detention centers will strike a strong emotional chord with every viewer. This film is a tribute to underground resistance fighters, and it's an indictment of our law enforcement. But more importantly than that, it poses challenging questions for its viewers. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.